This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Call her Lena G, but it's actually Lena Giacomopoulos, right?
Yes, it is.
But you told me before the recording that you introduced yourself as Lena G, right?
Sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it really is.
I like your last name, so I want to say
too. I'm very proud of it.
You should be. All right, so before we talk about the Global Women's Leadership Network, which is a stellar organization, by the way, I want to get your takes. Any takeaways from GAC this year, since it's the first one back in the last couple of years, since we were last here in 2020?
Good question, and I'm glad you asked it. I think the biggest takeaway is, from a personal perspective or a human perspective, everybody was thrilled to be back quite shocked to see the number of people back, right?
Yeah.
And everybody was out of practice of being in a large-scale conference,
right?
Like from a human part. With respect to content, I love listening to the keynotes. Mm. I try to get in as many sessions as possible. It's hard when you have parallel events happening.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing a lot of issues come to surface about the future of the credit union industry, our emerging leaders, how we want to keep growing it, and who needs to be on our boards, on our leadership teams, in our credit unions, all ages, all races, all colors, all genders. So I think we saw a lot of those topics come to the conference. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed is that a lot of the sessions were packed, and we never got to all the questions in all the sessions. So that tells you people are talking,
That's
right?
That's a good problem to have.
Yes, indeed.
Well, speaking of sessions, you, the Global Women's Leadership Network, of which you are program director, did I get the title right? Oh, good.
Sure.
You guys just had your breakfast this morning as well.
So
tell me a little bit what was talked about in the breakfast, and maybe give us a refresher on the Global Women's Leadership Network as well.
Sure, we had a great session this morning. Record number breakfast. We had over 300 strong in the room.
See, that blows me away.
It's really wonderful to see, and it's wonderful to see it grow, honestly, the last few years, because we've seen an increase of both females and males in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the presence is there for both.
Right.
So that is amazing. We had an amazing, amazing speaker, and we did a fireside chat with our new CEO, our first female CEO, Alyssa MacArthur-Laborde.
Yes.
And Banafshe Ghassemi is the name of the woman, and she is the CEO of Tangerine Lab, and she focuses on human-centered design, and she works with organizations in approaching solutions and offering solutions to issues that organizations have from a human-centered approach. So it was very interesting to hear her story and her trajectory, where she was originally from Iran, how they had to flee to the UK, and how they ended up in the US. So it was a great story.
Yeah.
Both of these women, right, both Banafshe and Alyssa, have great international presence. So it was really good to hear and just hear the take about women's empowerment and the types of projects that she's been involved with around the globe as well. And we also recognize our Emerging Leader Award recipient, Day Matthews, from Local Government Federal Credit Union and Civic Federal Credit Union. So we were very, very happy. And Day basically just overwhelmed everyone with her presence, her speech. She got two standing ovations. I'm truly honored to have this type of woman in our network. So a lot happening this morning. It was a great day.
What a morning. Oh my gosh.
It was.
So what's the latest going on with the Global Women's Leadership Network, other than a fabulous breakfast this morning?
Obviously, we're growing our sister societies. We continue to be growing,
that's just exploding.
We have more than 150, on six continents. Yes, next week we're launching in St. Lucia in the Caribbean.
How do you keep track of them all, Lena? Oh my goodness.
It's hard, but there's a lot of practice there, right? We've got a few more happening in the U.S. as well, and more in the pipeline for the remaining states in the U.S. where we don't have one, right? So in the next few months, we're going to see Kansas and Missouri. We're going to see Georgia. We're going to see South Carolina. A few remaining states, Alaska, a few more. We did virtual launches of other U.S. sister societies last year. And of course, the continued growth, both in Africa, Asia, in South America as well, and also a few more growing in Europe. Of course, things are a little different right now in Europe with the situation.
A little different, yeah.
And it's tough.
no yeah. doubt. Well, you're definitely defining the term global for sure now. My
it's
gosh.
In the name of our initiative, so we have to focus
exactly.
on that.
Exactly. What's the number? 150, did you say?
Yeah, 100? More than 150 on
Good
all six
grief.
Continents. We don't have one in Antarctica yet, Mike.
Well,
so if you find someone who wants to go, let me know.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
You get right on that when it warms up down there. So what did the Global Women's Leadership Network want to accomplish at GAC this year? Did you guys have any goals in mind, or
I think the primary goal is the focus again on the women's empowerment, the important issues that are affecting women, how all the numbers have affected women because of the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, you're
globally,
right?
I shared some data this morning with the audience, right? And the Global Gender Gap Report tells us that we have 130 plus years to be able to close the gender gap, right? The pandemic pushed us back an entire generation.
Right.
We were a little over 99 in 2019, and now we're at 130 plus years. So what we're doing is about empowerment. It is about females. It is about advancing more women to leadership. And the important thing is that we're doing it today for the future generations, right? We want to make a difference here today, but we want to make a difference for who's coming down ahead in the future. So it's very important.
Do you see it coming back quick though? Because there's a lot of things that obviously dropped the floor fell out on a lot of things, but things came, a few items came roaring back. Do you see women getting back into the workplace, women getting back into the executive C-suite, back a little quicker than expected maybe?
In some areas you see quick changes.
Right.
In some areas you do not, right? And obviously the workforce, and I don't like using all the terms because I when we had a conversation about the Great Resignation, I said, why don't we term it the Great Recreation? Because that we have to recreate how we are establishing our workplaces. We have to really think about how we want to have these women come back, keep them back, right? And all businesses and all organizations and all industries, what they're doing is they're re-examining what is the structure of our organization and how are we keeping our people here happy, right? And of course, traditionally, some of the areas for some of the women are going to stay. There is going to be a slower coming back to. But in some cases, you do see there's more women in leadership positions in local governments, right? The UN, UN Women tells us, but yet there's still less than 30% of females leading major financial institutions around the globe.
So we
still have work to do.
Okay.
We still have work to do, but I think it's important that everyone is aware, it's top of mind, and that it is a collaborative, uniform group work. It can't happen from one individual or one organization and one female or one male. It has to be a collective effort.
Well, what you guys are doing is certainly putting that on, putting the accelerator down, so to speak. So what you guys are doing is fabulous work. Speaking of that, plans for 2022, what's the network have in store for this year?
Well, we continuing, obviously, growing with the sister societies, right? And it's amazing to see the type of individuals that come and speak at these sister societies, right? We have women from all types of industries, not just the financial services sector. We're going to have our presence at the World Credit Union Conference this summer, right? Which is, if all goes well, in Glasgow.
Yeah, I know,
right?
Fingers
crossed, right? That's a big question mark for a lot of people still. We're going to have our Executive Readiness Summit, which we do every year in the fall, which is an educational opportunity for women primarily in the U.S. We did offer the hybrid versions, the virtual versions the last few years, and we had a lot of our internationals join at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. because the thirst for learning is there. So we want to keep it, right?
Strike while the iron's hot.
Right.
Of course.
So a lot of those are like the big major events happening. And just honestly continuing to introduce more people to other women in the industry, right? We are global. We are a women's initiative. It is about leadership and it is a network.
Yep.
So I always say, look at the four words that make up our name. Mm-hmm. And that's who we are.
Indeed. All right. Last question. Okay. Where can folks get more information? Where can they participate? All that good stuff. Where can they go?
All the information, right, on the website, cuwomen.org.
Okay.
If they go there, they can get information about joining to become a member, connecting with sister societies, seeing what's happening with respect to our events. Last year, we released a pink paper, if you will, which basically looked at the obstacles that women face in advancing to leadership roles in the credit union space. And we provided guidelines for the credit unions and for individuals, for women as well. It's a great resource for them to see how they can implement in their locale, where they are located. So all of that information cuwomen.org.
Right on.
If not, they email me with my long last name.
And we'll put that in the show notes too. We'll put both those links in the show notes. Okay. All right, Lena, thank you so much.
Thank you,
congratulations on the success of this network. Oh my gosh, 150 sisters.
I work with a lot of volunteers, a lot of amazing individuals out in the industry. It is not just me. It is a huge, huge collaborative team effort.
Indeed. Well, that's, yeah, power in numbers, for
yes,
sure.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It
All right,
is.
We'll keep up the good work there, and we'll keep track of you guys. And any messages that you guys need to put out there, we're more than happy to spread the word for you. So, good stuff.
Thank you very much, Mike.
There
Thank
she
you.
Is, Lena G. from the Global Women's Leadership Network. Thank you so much, Lena. Awesome stuff.
Thank you, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.